Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Disney is raising the price of its Plus streaming service as it beats both the top and bottom lines with its quarterly report. And we're joined by Tom Lason, the media analyst at Seattle in Seattle. And let's go now to Tom. And so, Tom, let's talk about Disney and why it's doing this and why it's doing this strategy.
Yeah, Jim, you know, it, on the top and bottom line look great, but that's because of a whopping 72% increase in third quarter attendance at theme parks. But when you look at Disney streaming, the subs look great. Disney Plus now has 152 million subscribers, and they beat their third quarter expectations by about 5 million. And when you combine Hulu with ESPN Plus, with Disney, we're talking about almost a quarter billion subscribers, which is just a massive number, putting the Disney properties into a virtual tie with Netflix. Here's the catch, though. All that streaming still, if you can believe it, produced a $1.1 billion loss in the third quarter, which hardly seems possible. But we've talked about this before. You know, production and distribution and scaling costs are high. And so here comes an ad strategy that I can fill in a little for you, too.
All right. What we've talked about, you know, different strategies that the streaming services are using in order to, you know, try to find different ways to monetize. Disney, mm-hmm. in its position and from what it has to offer and that sort of thing, does that put it in a, you know, better position to do this than, you know, say a Netflix or some other streaming service that, you know, might be looking at ads as part of its revenue structure?
It should, because Disney brings such an incredible library to the table to start its streaming service. And like, you know, we heard the subs are high. So with that, however, is this lack of profitability. They think they can be profitable by 2024, but here's what it's going to take. They're going to start an advertising-supported version of Disney Plus as it works toward profitability in that vertical. In December, the version of Disney that will have ads is going to bump up to $7.99, and that stays the same with what it currently is, but the ad-free version will bump up to $10.99. So you're looking at a price increase there for something without ads. Hulu is going to do the same thing. And the big question remains, Jim, in all this is how much pricing power do the streamers really have? Will a recession or even inflation pressures on the household cause subs to start pulling in their horns a little bit on streaming services? And that's going to be interesting to see, because the research says, you know, people will subscribe to 3 and 4. And recently that's bumped up to 4 and 5. But the question is there a limit? And how long will people continue to subscribe to services where the streamers collect on both ends, not only collecting your subscription fee, but collecting from advertisers? It's really sort of cable television all over again. And it'll be interesting to see how the very young react to that.
All right. That's Tom Lason, the media analyst out of Seattle, Washington. Thank you for your perspective on Disney's.